On the show today, we have Pure IT Credit Union Services' very own Trent Henson talking about the 7 design principles for credit unions building a strategic blueprint. Really good stuff here from Trent, so check it out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Trent Henson from Pure IT Credit Union Services. Trent, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing great. Good afternoon.
Good to have you on the show as always. I always learn a ton when you guys when the folks from Pure IT are on the show. It's always fun, but we always learn a ton as well. So it's like going back to school for technology for sure. So
and for comics, because I have all my collectibles around me in the office.
You are definitely the top of the heap on that one for sure. So we'll do that one on another show. That'll be kind of fun to get a behind the scenes look at what you do on the side. So it's really exciting stuff here. But for now, we're going to talk about 7 design principles for credit unions building a strategic blueprint. So tell us a little bit about that and what your team has been doing for credit unions since we had you on last.
Well, I'll start with the concept of design principles. I have used pretty much my entire career. I am in my 32nd year now as doing IT, as my chosen profession.
Trent, did you start when you were 6? My gosh.
Well, I am a grandfather. My oldest son is 31, so I've been around. Oh, I shave off all the gray. Okay. Well, most of the gray. So I'm in my 32nd year. And along that career, I've had great mentors, and I learned that we need to understand what the client wants, what meets their needs. And I started going through a mental process over time, and someone said to me, maybe you should write that down. So I did. And we've kind of adapted that a little bit to create our design principles. So what it really is a common methodology for making decisions that are relevant to credit unions for every decision all along the way to form a strategic plan. But we have a consistent set of principles that everything has to pass through to make any decision.
Got it. And so tell me, let's touch on a couple of them real quick here. What are a couple of these design principles, and then how do they benefit credit
unions? The first one is really the first one in order, and I consider one of the most important ones, and then the other 6 aren't necessarily in order. We just need to do all 7. So the first one is understanding the mission, the vision, and the culture of the credit union. So I can come in as an outside person, and I can look at things, and I can make all kinds of suggestions, but if they don't line up with the mission, what is that credit union trying to do? Who is their SEG? What members are they trying to help? And if I don't understand what their strategic vision is for the direction of the credit union and a little bit about their culture, then I could be making recommendations to them that just simply don't fit and they don't make sense. So the first and foremost is I need to learn about the credit union so that I can incorporate that into any decision that is made that involves technology.
Yeah, I think that's marketing 101. Know your audience, basically, and then you can go from there. Know their why, I guess, right?
Well, I've never said I was a marketing person, but if that's 101, then great. I'm 101 too. The other 6 principles, and we don't have to go over the list, but they're things like understanding efficiencies. We want to maximize the efficiency in technology and minimize the complexity, meaning there's a lot of technology out there, and there's a lot of VARs who go out and sell technology. And they may look at that technology and say, wow, this solves this one problem. But really, they're looking at the commission, I would think. And they sell a piece of technology. Well, it may be very complicated. The credit union may not have staff that knows how to properly use it. They may not even understand what they bought. So one of the design principles is we want to make it as efficient as possible and reduce the amount of complexity. Whatever that decision is, be it how you host your email, to how you run your servers, to how you secure your environment. We want to minimize that complexity. Another one is user-centric. We want to make sure that everything is looking at the user first. Mm-hmm. We want a good user experience so that that person, that employee, can provide the maximum member experience.
Right.
So those two go hand in hand in my book.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one that sounds a little complicated, but I don't think it really is. It's untether business value from physical infrastructure. Simply put, that means I don't want, so I'm sitting in front of a machine right now. I just bumped it. I'm sitting in front of a machine to do this video. If for me to do my job for pure IT requires me to have this machine and it's only on this machine, so the files and the things that I do are only here,
right.
I have a single point of failure. I am prevented from doing my job if something happens to this. And COVID is a great example. We had to pivot, move a lot of users home. Mm-hmm. So anything that says for me to do my job is on this piece of hardware, I have a challenge.
Right.
So as a design principle, it is simply, let's untether that. Let's not build a dependency on a single piece of equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And let's make that so it is redundant. It is highly available. It is accessible from anywhere. So I consider that one of the key principles.
Oh, I think, yeah, it's crucial.
Another one is technology improvements.
Okay.
So we may have technology that has been running for years and years. As a matter of fact, I was at a credit union yesterday that still had on the wall phone technology. So on a sheet of plywood on the wall that hasn't been used in well over 20 years.
Oh my God.
So it's still there. It's still run in the building. There's nothing wrong with having that there. But if we're still using that, or more importantly, if we're using technology simply because of the motto, well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, that may not be the best solution to meet your mission, your strategic vision, and to really adapt to your culture. So we want to make sure that we improve the existing technology. We have to look at budget. We have to look at people and process and all things together so we don't grow technology to a point where the people haven't caught up or the processes aren't there. We call that the three-legged stool, which you've heard me say before.
Yeah.
So if we grow technology, the business sits on top of those three legs and we topple over.
Right.
So we want to simply improve what you have, following all the other principles. Vendor agnostic, that's another one. We don't want to tie everything into, well, it has to come from this one vendor and it has to be this one model number. And if I don't have those two things, then I can't run my business. Yeah. Well, that puts you in the grips of that vendor for one. And I make it sound a little bit more dire than it is. It's really, what if that vendor makes a change?
Yeah.
What if that vendor unfortunately didn't make it through COVID? Mm-hmm. You know, what if, and fill in the blank. So, yeah. We try to make sure that it is agnostic, that it doesn't matter if we're Dell or we're HP or we're Cisco. You can pick and choose. Mm-hmm. It's the features the piece of technology provides, not who makes it, that is important.
Well, it sounds like you want to be able to handle the hypotheticals as well. The if this, then that type of that situation. So you don't really want to put all your eggs in one basket or be prepared for something that could happen. And what did we learn that the last 12 months? So
we certainly did. The very first credit union that we worked with, Lone Star in Dallas, I believe you talked to Becky Reed several times, their CEO. For COVID, they had already done all of these things. They had followed these design principles. So when COVID happened, they just simply worked from a different location and they didn't change the cadence of their credit union in the service to their members much at all.
Mm-hmm.
I think the only real change was going into the lobby versus going through the drive-thru. And that was really it.
Yep.
All the complicated changes that unfortunately many credit unions had to go through to allow their employees to work from home didn't occur at Lone Star because they had taken all these steps.
They'd already done it before. Yeah. I heard a lot of stories like that. If you know, a lot of creators like, gosh, if we didn't implement this technology or this piece of software or this or whatever, we would have been up a creek without a paddle, you know? So the timing of a lot of these things were impeccable. And then unfortunately, there were the stories like, oh my gosh, we didn't do that. And now we're just struggling. And so definitely had both sides of the coin there when that happened.
We did. One thing that COVID did was that it brought on a vast reduction of schedule for that digital transformation.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of organizations, not limited to credit unions, learned that we need to have all of these things in place to support our employees, our customers, and for credit unions, all of our members, and not be tethered to this brick and mortar, this one piece of equipment, this one single point of failure.
Yeah.
So it changed that quickly.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. And in my notes, one of your other principles, a cloud principles. And if you want to touch on that one real quick, because I've.
Yeah, absolutely.
Steam again.
So we want to look at all the different cloud solutions out there. Microsoft has their 365. They have Azure. Google has a cloud. AWS is one of the larger clouds out there.
Yeah.
But it really doesn't matter who the provider is of the cloud. It is simply taking the credit union away from the mindset of, I need to be in the hardware business. I need to own all of these servers, own all of this storage. And it may make sense now where we split some of that. I don't really need to own a data center. So I have outsourced or rented spaces in data centers for years. And I would imagine most credit unions would say, well, yeah, we do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now we've come to that next evolution. I don't need to rent space in the data center because I don't need to own the hardware. So looking at the cloud side is a big part of that, in that simply there may be a number of things. Email is a great example. Teams, so Microsoft Teams, and that whole suite that is part of that Microsoft 365, well, that makes a good business value point mm-hmm. to move it all and not have all the infrastructure inside. So I move it all to Microsoft.
Right.
Now, I may find that it makes more sense to move databases or servers or other workloads to other vendors. The point of a principle and having that as one of the seven principles is simply, we need to look at that also.
Mm-hmm.
So you may fall under the category of, you know what, everything can be done bigger and better and more redundant in the cloud, or likely some of the things make more sense to put there and some of the things you should own.
Yeah.
The bigger point for a design principle is we need to look at that. That needs to be part of the assessment to look at the value and to factor into your strategic plan.
Mm-hmm. Can you reiterate what you said at the top of the show about how these seven principles really kind of, I don't know, I guess help you, and then the benefit to the credit union with these? Can you kind of reiterate that? Because I want that to be repeated.
So where it starts really, and the first one is the only one that is actually in order, it needs to be first. We need to understand your mission, vision, and culture.
Mm-hmm.
We need to understand everything about what the credit union is trying to do. When we understand that, we can use the other six goals, seven total, for every decision to align strategically the business with IT. IT should not be the closet under the stairs that people are afraid to open the door on. IT should be part of the business. IT should have a seat at the table
mm-hmm.
because trying to find something that a credit union does that does not require a power cord or a button is nearly impossible. And if it requires a power cord or a button, it probably falls under IT. So we take these design principles to have that strategic alignment of the business and IT so that we can serve our members better.
Yep, indeed. Yeah, it's now enterprise-wide now. So you're so right on that. And it's so valuable for credit unions, and not only credit unions, but just about any organization under the sun these days. So is there an area, or do you have these seven design principles published somewhere so people can check them out and just to see, you know, check them out in more detail? Or is this
head? That is a good question. We have them published internally. They're used in our assessment process. They're used in our decision-making process. I would actually need to check with our marketing, with Rebecca, who I'm sure you've talked to,
yeah.
to see if we have them published on our website or somewhere else. I'm sorry, I don't know that.
That's okay.
I actually have a published document right here with our design principles.
There we go.
That we use with every one of our assessments. So yes, we have them. I don't know if they're public.
Well, then we'll put that in our show notes, or we'll incorporate it in the video so people can kind of check that out. Because I think these are a valuable resource, not only for you guys, but I think people could adopt these to their own shops, to their own business processes.
I agree. And having a set of principles is really that guiding light mm-hmm. to make good, informed business right. decisions. We don't want to do an ad hoc quick decision for big strategic plays yeah. over and over again, because over time we have what I've referred to for years as an organically grown ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at your garden, for example, someone who's a part-time gardener
yeah.
and they spend quite a bit of time early on building this really nice garden, but then they don't tend to it often. Weeds come in, other plants start to grow, animals may get in there. So mm-hmm. that is an organically grown ecosystem. IT systems are very similar.
Yeah.
So we needed to have a single guiding set of principles to make every decision, be it people, process, or technology, so that we can predict what the outcome is.
Yeah, and properly maintained, that garden is going to flourish. And same with the IT, exactly.
Absolutely.
Good stuff. All right, Trent. Well, anything else here to wrap up? I love this stuff. I love this kind of leadership kind of philosophy type discussion. So anything else here to wrap up?
Well, I can probably talk all day about different things around these principles, but I think we get the gist of it here. We have seven right now. And again, the first one, mission, vision, and culture, is the first one on purpose. The other six are to support any decisions made to support your vision, your mission, vision, and culture.
Good stuff. All right, Trent. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the wisdom and the guidance here. I think a lot of us are looking for, you know, sometimes a framework or a path or a guide or some sort of something to navigate us to, like you said, the proper decision. So this is certainly right there at the top. So thank you very much for this wisdom.
You are very welcome, Mike.
Oh, anytime. Anytime. Glad to have you on and look forward to the next chat, Trent. Well done, sir.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.